Hey everybody, Craig from Yes Have Some Podcast here. Thank you so much for joining us for the episode today. Did you know that this episode is actually also available on YouTube? That's right, you could be watching us, not just listening to us, every single week, whether it's YHS Podcast or even Ghostbusters Radio Live or anything we do here in the world of YHS. You can see it on YouTube. All you got to do is go to our YouTube channel and subscribe at YHS Podcast. All right, let's get on to this episode.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Thomas?
We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
Yes, have some. Yes, have some.
Ghostbusters Radio Live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ghostbusters Radio Live, presented by Yes Have Some Podcast. Welcome to YHS. Whether you are on YouTube, watching live, watching later, listening on the podcast app, however you are obtaining this information, we appreciate you being here. My name is Craig Goldberg. Thank you so much. Jacob Walsh joining me as always. Jacob, what's up, man?
Hey, just hanging out. Had a pretty slow day at work, and then I came up. Hey, I was sleeping 10 minutes ago. That's what I was
awesome. Me too.
Had a nice
Me too.
Little nap.
That's yeah. Awesome.
I've still got the little sleepy seeds in my eyes, as Stephen King loves to say.
Yep. Sleepy seeds.
Sleepy seeds.
If you plant them, you could grow your own Abby at home.
Wow. That's neat. We
Which,
should sell that.
It's available in the shirt store. Available in the gift shop. Sorry. Quotes only.
Cool.
What's up, Abby?
Hey, I'm great. I actually was listening to Stephen King like as I fell asleep. I did take the headphones out. I got to chapter 55 of The Stand.
Getting there.
Yeah, I am.
I got yelled at.
It's getting really good.
Earlier, I was like, hey, Abby. She goes, I'm listening to a really important scene right now. And I was like, okay, I was just letting you know, like, fucking.
Harold and Nadine were finally consummating. Well, they can't consummate, but they were finally doing their thing they do.
That's an important scene.
And
yeah.
Craig came in and wanted to chat. And I was like, hey.
You know me. I like chat.
This is a sex scene. And I'm going to go get my headphones now.
Now I got to start over.
Exactly. I got to start over.
That's literally what she said. Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here. A little bit earlier than normal. We're doing this at 7 instead of 8 because we're ready to do this.
We got shit to do.
We got shit going on.
Yeah.
What's on TV tonight? It's Thursday. Really probably something.
I might go to the movies tonight. I don't know.
Ooh.
Ooh, the excitement of just maybe going to the movies on plan tonight is that.
Well,
I
the
love
new
that.
Dracula movie is supposedly pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I'm if I go, okay. That's what I'm seeing.
What's it called again?
Yeah, I haven't heard much about it.
Voyage of the Demeter.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that ship. Yeah. That's cool.
I like that ship. Friend.
I like that ship, friend.
There you go.
Yeah. That was last summer's read. So yeah, that sounds cool.
Cool. Well, we appreciate everybody being here. We got some people hanging out live. We'll say hi to you in just a moment. We're gonna super chat. I'm reading all super chats this week. Let's see. I could probably show this one. Matt Bush, mint with card, mock figure after Jacob gets his hand on it. Exactly. Exactly. And if you don't know what that reference is,
watch the Jeffries.
Yeah, watch the Jeffries in 6 months. We appreciate you guys being here. Let's go ahead and say hi to some folks that are joining us live. Let's see. Capitine Fox, hello. Orion, like we said, Matt Bush, Jack is here. Papaloco.com, Stephen Lawrence, Tsukiyami, and Toy Geekosaurus, and more, we appreciate you guys being here. Tonight's Ghostbusters Radio Live. It's kind of our little space we like to carve out every couple of weeks, talk some Ghostbusters. Now, clearly, there's an actor's strike going on. There's not a lot. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
there's not a lot happening in the world of Ghostbusters as far as news and updates, but we have stuff to talk about because it's Ghostbusters and we've got some fun merch to talk about, some fun stuff. We even have a giveaway tonight. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit. So lots of cool stuff. But before we get going any further, Jacob, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Not to put you on the spot, but what has anything Ghostbusters related happened to you in your life this week? Have you watched Ghostbusters? Have you done a Ghostbusters tattoo? Did you rearrange any toys? What's going on over there?
Oh, well, the answer to this was going to be no.
Okay.
Because no, but I did have I had a walk-in at work today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the person wanted kind of like a mashup, which I usually don't like. I usually don't get that, but they got like one of the ghosts from Mario, but they wanted it in the no ghost thing.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
I did that. Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
I see that.
Yeah. Abigail, how about you?
Ghostbusters related this week? I mean, yes, but we can't talk about it till we want to talk about it because we got some stuff sent to us.
Sure. We have a giveaway coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And yeah, I've been deep in some Ghostbuster stuff that I also can't talk about. So cool. Fun show for everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's the show, huh?
That's it. I had a great time. We talked about it on YHS, but we should kind of, if anybody is out of the loop and doesn't know, we should talk about what the latest updates on Firehouse are, which is the movie did officially get moved to March 29th of next year, moving off that December date that was originally announced. But whether it's because of the strikes or not, I don't think any of us really were too surprised, considering they literally just finished the movie and now they've got post-production to do. They've got VFX to do. They're going to have to do some ADR, some voiceover, maybe some reshoots. I mean, Jake, don't most movies these days do some kind of reshoot, right?
Yeah, I think whenever a release date gets announced, I never really pay attention to the first release date because right. Usually it's so far. There's so many things that could happen before then. Movies end up getting moved all the time. So, I mean, I'm sure there's something happening over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited personally because I think March is a really cool time for the movie to come out. I mean, we all talked, it would be cool to have like a Christmas movie, but March, like, especially if they do another premiere and it's in New York, you know, the weather's going to be nice and cool. Won't be
crisp.
Won't be quite spring yet. It'll be like I guess it technically will be spring, but tail end of winter going into spring. And you know, we'll be able to really celebrate. And like, I think we should go ahead and start saying, like, you know, last time when Afterlife premiered, the premiere was in New York and they did a big red carpet thing and a fan screening. And then if you're new to YHS or you're just finding out about us or didn't know about this, we did a private limited capacity party in New York at Barcade, which was a retro gaming bar. And I don't know, like, I was just kind of nostalgic now that we're
I was thinking about that yesterday, actually.
It's almost 2 years. It's mm-hmm. coming up on 2 years, and like, that was a really fun night. And you know, I think that we only had like 50 or 60 tickets available, sold out really quickly. And Abigail, what do you remember from that night? What would you like to, what elements from that
what
night?
What I'd like
would
to highlight and circle yeah. is the soundtrack that was playing the playlist. I made it. It was really good. Yeah, I think maybe I heard one of the songs on the radio or somewhere recently yesterday and I was thinking about it. But yeah, that was a really awesome. I mean, we can't take all the credit for it because
yes, we can.
Why can't we?
Well, because the bar itself was really cool is what I was about
we
to
built
say.
It.
Yeah, but
the bar
we picked
was a
it.
Really yeah, we programmed all of
we
machines.
Paid for it.
We
right,
did pay for
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Well, we did. But what I'm saying is the venue itself already existed as something really cool.
Sure.
So I was really happy yeah. that we were able to occupy that space with friends and listeners. And it was in special surprise guests. That was just like a really
yeah.
special
well,
night.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is we're going to do it again. But don't y'all be counting on them surprise guests. This is a one-time
we got them
deal.
Once. I don't know if we can get
yeah,
them
come
again.
On now. Mm-hmm. Jack was there. He said one of the best nights I had. I mean, it was really fun. It was an open bar. There was food, but also
There was not food.
There was food.
Yeah, there was.
Not real food. It was like
chicken tenders,
tidbits and shit. For
dude, there were sliders. Sliders are food.
Okay.
Are we gonna
wasn't food. There wasn't food for everyone. Let's leave it at that.
No, there was. Oh, I get it. I see what you're saying. There were quarters.
There were coins for everybody. So many quarters.
There was bowls.
That was the best thing.
We did unlimited games. A buddy of mine.
But it made. Hold on. I know Abby feels the exact same way as what I'm about to say. The fact that there were just coins all over the place made me every time I walked by a pile of coins feel like, fuck, I need to take these coins. And like I was like putting them in, not playing any games, but putting them in my pockets because I was like,
Scrooge McDucking it.
I
need to collect the coins. I need to make the most of this. Because, I have memories of being at arcades. Specifically, I used to go to the American Adventures arcade that was, like, part of Whitewater. And I never had enough coins. And I loved playing the Twister Cyclone machine. Yeah. So, yeah. If I could go back to that night, I would probably just play games the whole time and not socialize.
Take more coins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about that night a lot. And I'm like, I have no pictures or video. And I didn't play any games because I was a fucking nervous wreck the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want somebody else to host it next time.
But let's be honest. It's because 10 minutes in, you got a text saying, how many people can we bring? Yeah. And we're like, wait, who's showing up? And then
right.
It's how Jason many sliders do we have
and
left?
Then we got it. And then we got that Jason Reitman's coming to the party message. And we're like, fuck. Great. So then the whole time we're just looking, waiting.
And then
for
I was
him.
Going around like, make, I was like, I want this to be fun for all these cool people that are coming. So I was like, I don't want any shitty dance moves out here. I don't want any
guys line up.
I was like, yeah,
I told somebody to leave,
change that shirt. I don't want anybody, when the important people get here, I don't want you bothering them, sniffing around, trying to show them off your damn fucking HGAs and N filters and everything else. Like,
Keep your ribbons away from the special guest.
Yes. God damn it. No, it was good. It was a good night. And
it was good. There was a lot of fun interactions.
It was great. It was one of the, and then it was just a great weekend. So the hope is just kind of setting the stage early. The hope is come next March, if they do the premiere and everything's happening, strikes over and all that, then we can do something else in a similar vein.
We should do it at the Statue of Liberty, since it'll be our second party.
Inside the head. We only sell 10 tickets.
Still just us. AJ.
Can you rent out like the base of the Statue of Liberty for like a little picnic? That'd be fun.
Just the feet? Yeah.
You get the big banner, the big Ghostbusters banner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
then if we do that, the next year, some people will be claiming that Slimer flew out of the Statue of Liberty, and some people say it never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah. That's our special guest.
No, it was in the coloring book version. It was in the novelization of the YHS party.
Hey, we should have that.
I would like somebody to write a novel.
No, just a coloring book.
Yeah, we should do a coloring book. I got a coloring book in the mail today. Did you see that?
No.
Where is it?
You should show it off. It's really cool.
Who sent you a coloring book?
Abby, let me show it off, but Abby, you talk for a second.
Cool. Yeah. Well, hey to the chat. And let's talk about this party, Jacob. It's going to be at the Statue of Liberty. Have
the
you
new
ever been?
Party?
Yeah.
I have not been to the Statue of Liberty. I have seen it. I've flown over it. I've seen it like in the distance. I've never actually been to it.
Dude, let's go. Let's pay our respects. Yeah. I grew up, I lived in New Jersey for 3 years. So it was like whenever we had people come in town to visit, it was like, well, we'll
it was the one
Statue
thing.
Of Liberty, the one thing that we know how to do. Literally, yeah.
What do you guys think about statues and freedom? Because I got the place for you. Mm-hmm. We should go. We're going to New York like in a month. Let's go to the Statue of Liberty. We can probably fit that in.
Yeah.
We don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
Bring good shoes. It's a lot of stairs, a lot of walking.
I'm not going to the top.
Well, then what's the base. Point?
You're
going
to go and not go to the top?
Yeah, didn't.
I want to see if she's wearing Nikes yet. Yeah, I'll go to the top. Sure.
You can go. The base is the easiest to get to.
Okay.
Yes, this
it's
yeah,
not
it's
as
gonna be
tall as it looks. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
really yeah it is, dude.
No, it's not. Because like every time
I
see
also
it,
like 6 or 7 when I was going up it. So I
everything's
probably...
tall when you're 6.
Right.
When I was 6, I thought my dad was 20 feet tall.
It's only like 2 Cloverfield monsters in height.
Right.
Hey, remember. Guess what? I bet you'll both be humbled when you get up there. I will. Humbled.
I'll be
and
some humble pie.
Now, inspired.
I'm bringing a slime blower.
You know what I always say is whenever I see the Statue of Liberty from the plane, I always go, it's not that big. It's like we're 30,000 feet in the air.
You guys are a bunch of turkeys.
You're
I'm
a
gonna
mile
take
above it.
Yeah.
Jim says, if you're super cool, you get into the torch, but only if you work for the Parks Department or something. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, dude, now I want to get in there.
By the way, congratulations, Jim. He's about to celebrate his 46th episode of Extraplasm Podcast.
Really wow. Hitting the stride.
Coming into his own. Jim.
All right, so I got a notification today that I was getting a FedEx package. And I was like, oh, I wonder if it's something really cool from Hasbro Pulse, or I wonder if it's I didn't know what it was. But then I saw it was from Insight Editions. I think we're on their like
the book company.
The book company. I think we're on like their mailing list or something. Unless somebody gifted this to me, which I don't think is what happened. I think Inside Editions sent this out, but it is the official.
Somebody
back to
like
the
somebody
future.
did a cool prank where they sent you a
coloring
prize book. And made you think it was from a company.
Yeah, who would do that?
what a prank!
Yeah, it's like obviously Inside Editions knows who I am. They're sent me this. This is a Back to the Future coloring book. And now my first reaction was, okay. And then I started flipping through it. And I was like, I think I'm going to color some of this. Look at this. Well, you can't really see
I
it.
I just see a white page.
Look. You have to draw everything.
It's
too.
A magic eye. Just get really close.
Abby, see if it picks up on yours. I like that I have a coloring book that has Crispin Glover in it.
So I can see Abby's, but make it big.
There we go.
Upside down.
It's upside down. Oh, yeah, cool. I mean, I guess that's cool, right? All right.
Sure. Although
the fun is in the journey when you color it.
Sure. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll get 2 seconds in and just put the movie on. I was like, oh, there it is. See it in full color now. But, anyways, so thank you to Inside Editions for sending that out. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with Ghostbusters, but it's in the same. This is
it's
funny.
A movie.
That's they sent us the pictures after it fades away. You have to drop it back in. That's good. That's good. So let's real quick, let's talk about this giveaway. So I if you follow Bull Airs on Instagram, really cool company. Thomas Bullman does really awesome like streetwear, and he does Ghostbuster stuff, he does turtle stuff, all sorts of stuff. So he's got this brand new, let me make myself big again. Abby, yours. I put yours there. I thought you were going to put it on.
Yeah, I will now.
All right. So this is the brand new Ghostbusters flight suit bomber jacket. It's really – these things are retail, $160. Super high quality. One thing I really also like, it's got Velcro. You can put on your own patch if you wanted. So you can not
be bullish. So I can Satanzi this up?
You can Satanzi this. So we are giving one of these away tonight. Hold on. Abby, put yours on. I'll kind of show it off to the camera.
What is happening?
Limited size.
Can't hear anything Craig's saying.
Fired by the Ghostbusters flight suit that you all know and love. So we are... Where did we fucking...
This is chaotic.
Falling apart here. We're going to give away one of these tonight to anybody who wants to sign up. So we'll put a sign-up form in the chat. And we will let you guys enter for one of these. Like I said, retails at $150. And these were donated to us by Thomas and Bull Airs. It's at Bull Airs on Instagram. Oh, Abby, fashion show.
Is there something on the back?
Yeah, it's a little Stay Puft logo and other things. But it's
I'm the worst model. Like fashion show.
I feel like if Abby was on the runway, she'd walk right off of it.
Yeah, it would be entertaining. I can tell you that much.
If it can, you don't have to keep it on if you don't want to, but it's a little
like
warm in here.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll put the giveaway sign up form here in just a few minutes, and I do want to let you know if you win, it is a code that you put in the website. You'll probably have to pay for shipping. It'll only be like $5 or $10. So, but yeah. Thank you so much. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. And at 7:30, at the halfway point, I'll pull up the sign up form. Okay. Cool. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Cool. So thank you again to
Apple. Are we doing a kaiju race?
We could do a kaiju race. Should we do it?
All Stay Puffs?
Yeah. There you go.
That'd be cool if we could do that.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'll let everybody know that these run a little bit small. So like if you win, you might want to order one size up. Yeah. That was information that I was given.
And Jim, I'm not giving you my jacket. You're going to win a different
one. It's a different jacket. Yeah, you're not going to wear these.
That's ones. My jacket.
Hey, what last thing. It's not a cheap. It's not like the I don't want to insult anything, but it's a good like quality.
Yeah.
Like kind of a well-made jacket. I hope he makes a navy one as well or a black one. That'll be awesome. So, all right, cool. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. Thank you so much. Jacob, we got something else to talk about. Do we not?
Well, yeah, I think we do.
Should we talk about it now?
I mean, it's a good as time as any, Greg.
Yeah.
It's a good as time as any. And then we'll talk about some toy stuff afterwards. All right, let's go for it.
Okay. Let me grab it. So I got this in the mail from Kip over at Let's Run Some Red Lights on Instagram.
Okay.
He's doing this like this really cool project where he's made decals for the Ecto-1, but they're like super accurate, most accurate decals that's ever been available for the Ecto. And I mean, there are, you know, it's not like some of these, you can get these like screen printed, which is a handmade process. There's different versions that you can buy. And the decals on the Ecto-1 they're like slightly different from door to door to the back. And he's just been doing a lot of research and trying to get like the exact measurements, try to find out the differences between the sides. So they're all like as accurate as possible. And I think that's pretty cool, man. But he sent me a set of them. And there's
look at that.
That's awesome.
Look at that packaging.
Yeah, and then here's the decal. There's all three of them are inside here, and they just look so good. He also sent, let's see. He sent one of these, which is the this is a hand printed. This is like a screen printed decal. These are like made the same way you would make like a screen printed poster. Right. So these. These are handmade, and they're as accurate as you're going to get. So he sent me one of these, and then he sent me a set of these other ones. And, I mean, I don't have an Ecto to put these on, and I never will. But I think it's really – I just think this is really cool. Like, to me, this is something you want whether you have an Ecto or not. It's just a cool – even if you're not going to put them on your car, these just look amazing. Like, these just look awesome to me. He also sent me a just kind of like a test, you know, like a misprint just to put on whatever I want. So I haven't slapped it. Maybe I will put this on my car. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. We should put that on something. Just put on somebody's front door. You got those.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to share his page because I know how hard he's been working on it.
Yeah. And, well, he's been doing a lot. Yeah. If you can pull it up and maybe pull up some photos, he's been, you know, trying to work with with people who have the Cadillacs so he can try to get the best measurements he can. And there's even, I don't have it right here, but this also came with a little instruction booklet on how to place it and where to put each decal and even like how to match up where exactly on the door it goes. So,
right.
I mean, it's a lot of work he's put into this thing.
Yeah. Let's go through some of these pictures. I'm really impressed with like the way that it's packed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool. He's got like a little video here that kind of has some close-ups so we can kind of have that running while we talk about it. So, Jake, you just said you don't think you'll ever have an Ecto.
Right.
That made me upset when you said that. So, because I think as a Ghostbusters fan, I think we all want to have an Ecto of some sort.
Well, I don't think anybody's giving me a Cadillac.
Right. You don't think you're getting a 59 Caddy?
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, probably not going to get an Ecto.
Okay. Well, regardless of if you have an Ecto or not, these The claim is that these are the most accurate Ghostbusters door decals that have ever been produced. And there's meticulous attention to detail. You can order them now. Like, I don't know the exact price point, so you'll have to go to the site here and kind of get all the details. But there's the whole package there. And again, like, we talked about this a little bit from time to time, and we talk about it on Toy Anxiety. The people in the Ghostbusters community are just – there's a lot of people making really amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We like supporting that when it's really cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's cool that, you know, it's a movie that's been out, you know, for 30, almost 40 years. And the fact that people are still finding new ways to come up with really cool projects or whatever, you know, it's not nobody. I mean, you've been able to buy decals before, but these are more than just like, I'm going to order a Ghostbusters decal off of eBay for $10. Like, this is as accurate as you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. They're very cool. And I just like that somebody has taken that much time and put that work in there for the community.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would put one of those on my door or the refrigerator. I saw that in the comments.
Right.
Like a nice white, like one of those mini fridges, you know, with like the silver detail, like
just put one right.
Yeah. Put one right on there.
Well, what I like is the presentation here is really nice. All the marketing he's done is really cool. And I like these little video clips and stuff. So if you want to, and they have, look at that, approved by AJ. They look very impressive. Mm-hmm. That's what we all want in our life is AJ Quick to say we did a good job. Yep. I know that's what I live for. So, let's talk about where you could go. So it's let's.run.some.red.lights. So famous line from the movie. I do want to let everybody know he did send those out to Jacob as a hey, check these out. But we're not, you know, getting paid. This isn't like.
Well, I wanted them before he sent them out. I was like, they were on my radar already. And I was like, oh, I want these. You know, I was like, I want these even though I have no reason to have them. I just wanted them. They're just it's such a cool thing.
Yeah, and it's really awesome, and we want to support him. So even if you don't buy a set, at least go to the page there and give a follow, because there's a lot of man hours that goes into, you know, mocking this stuff up and creating it, and we appreciate the hard work. So
yeah,
give
we love highly detailed replicas.
Give him a follow. Let's check out his story, see what this is other Ecto stuff. So very cool. We appreciate him sending those out. Maybe we'll have him on the show sometime to talk, you know, a little bit more detail about the process and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
A lot of the times the fan made stuff tends to be more like, I would not be surprised if like this somehow is more accurate than like the new stuff they're using like in the movies or whatever.
Yeah. Fan made is the best.
Wow. Talking big shit.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Firehouse here.
I'm not okay.
No, it's okay. They don't. Hey, yeah, Jason Reitman probably didn't put in the work to make sure his stuff was accurate. It's fine.
Right.
Ah, you motherfucker. Not what I said. Anyways.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Biting my lip. It doesn't matter. I'm having a good time. Thanks again for sending those out. And yeah, Jake, you're gonna have to figure out where you can put that thing.
I might just put it on a shirt and just wear it.
So I was going to say, where to the anything but clothes party at Dragon Con?
Think of the worst thing you could do with like a pair of $200 decals. Like, what's the? I was going to put it on my phone.
I was going to say that, like, you cut it up in little pieces.
Oh my god!
Like a burrito.
Ooh, I love burritos. Let's eat burritos tonight.
Okay.
Good call.
Yeah. Everyone in the chat, burritos.
You know, I really was obsessed when we were out in California to get one of those. California style burritos, and I had one, but it wasn't great. I still don't think I've had the top notch.
Craig,
we ordered at 3 a.m. Yeah,
I was about to say we ordered one where there were like three restaurants left open, and I don't think we had a good pick.
It was perfectly adequate.
It was fine. It was a burrito.
It was a burrito, but I guess I
never had a bad burrito. Have you?
Once, I got a mushroom. Well, no, it was a taco. I got mushroom tacos once, and the mushrooms were really slimy, and it was disgusting. Okay. Nah, but besides that,
don't talk about that.
Hey, by the way, everybody, the sign up form for the giveaway is in the chat. So we appreciate you guys being here. Let's address this thing that happened this week. There was a rumor that Entertainment Earth was going to be dropping some new Hasbro Ghostbusters product. And it did not happen. It turned out it was kind of a mistake. I know some people were asking about it. So I think some people were asking, like, hey, do you think it's because the movie got pushed back and that kind of stuff? I don't personally.
This isn't pushback.
Sorry. Well, I used to be a piece of shit. That's cool. That was a cool thing to say.
Sorry.
The movie got
slicked
back.
We like to have a little fun.
The movie got slicked back really hard. Movie got pushed back. I just don't think. I think we're looking at fall at the earliest, like October, November, for new announcements and stuff. Thank you so much for joining YHS Podcast for another episode. If you are a fan of what we do here and you want even more, you're going to want to get in on the Yes Have Some Podcast Patreon. That's right, patreon.com/yeshavesome. For as little as $5 a month, you are going to gain complete access to our 3-year audio archive of bonus audio content. It is absolutely amazing. We have weekly bonus audio episodes, including Extreme Toy Anxiety, which you're going to hear, which is the bonus toy and action figure talk that we do with our great friend Ryan Dole from the Toy Anxiety channel. Not to mention exclusive access to the YHS Discord, where you can have enlightened conversation with like-minded folks about all of your favorite stuff, including the upcoming build-up and release of a brand new Ghostbusters movie and so much more. Also, we have the YHS Instagram that is exclusive for Patreon. We have got the regular Instagram, and then we got the Patreon Instagram. So there's a lot that comes with it for $5 a month. If you want to get in on it and you want to support us, we would appreciate it. So head over to Yes Have Some's Patreon page at patreon.com/yeshavesome. And then we'll start seeing toys hit December, January, leading up to the movie. I just think it's
perfect for Christmas. Yeah.
I think it's a touch too early. Do you not? Do you agree?
It's more than a touch too early. It's too early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. March is still, I mean, that's still a good bit away from now. You know, there's no trailers. There's no anything. So no, it is very early. I can understand if maybe it was just an announcement, like, hey, there's going to be some toys coming, but
right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. And also, like Jim says in the chat, Toy Fair is in September. So September good seems point. Like around the time we would start seeing stuff anyway.
Well, wake me up when September ends. Am I right?
Wow.
Oh man. What is that? Did you come up with that? You should write that down.
Sounds like
a good line.
It's pretty cool.
It's just whatever you just said. I feel it like emotionally. It touched me. So right.
By, oh yeah.
There. I'm going to make you go see the American Idiot Green Day musical.
That's never going to happen in anybody's life.
Is that real? They actually have a.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if it was the only show on Broadway and I had a free ticket, you could fuck right off.
You would find Jacob down the street eating a burrito instead.
Ooh. Hell no. Maybe a pretzel.
Oh, hey, this is funny. More Green Day references. Did you write that when you were working on the coffee shop on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
My God.
You're such a basket case. Let's move on before this gets really bad. Okay. I think toys are coming. Do we think, besides like specific Firehouse, you know, the Afterlife sequel related toys, do we think we're going to get more Kenner classics? Any more re-releases, or you think that's done?
No, I think we're going to, because I feel like they showed off ones that never were released. So maybe
there's like that video, right?
There's a video that had some in it that were just that never came out. So maybe that stuff will get released. Either way, I hope they do some more Kenner classic stuff. That stuff was, I thought it was fun. It's cool to see that stuff on the shelf.
Yeah, I think selfishly, I have most of the original Kenner line. I always think it's cool when like I think the new like retro Star, like today even I was organizing some of my retro Star Wars figures. You know, they do the, for those of you who don't know, Kenner, Hasbro puts out a line of, you know, Obi-Wan figures, or they're doing Phantom Menace figures or Mandalorian figures that are in the style of the original Kenner Star Wars figures. For what my money, I think it's the coolest thing happening in toys right now. So I don't, this is harsh, but it's okay. I do think that we're going to get more Ghostbusters. I think we're going to get more Kenner Classics. I wish we got like new characters. You know, I wish that we got new new stuff. But I think we're probably more than likely going to get, you know, not, I don't think we're getting Ecto Glows, but I could see some of the other ghosts and stuff that have been released in the past as part of the thing.
I want more like if they're doing the retro type stuff, I would like more of the weird like cosplay type items. You know, the kid, like, you know, I just feel like it'd be really easy to put the trap out, you know, like the original Kenner trap would be fun if they started doing more stuff like that.
I'd like to see that too.
I'd like to see the Kenner trap. I would like to see, I don't, everyone's saying Ecto Glows. I wouldn't be against it, but I don't know. I want to, my idea, and I said this a while back, Abby, was do an Ecto Glow, Ecto One, re-release the Ecto One.
That would be awesome.
As like a glow in the dark. Cause that's like,
it's something we've never seen, but it like fits in the vein. Exactly. Of Ghostbusters toys. That would be so cool.
That would be great.
I just don't see them doing anything. It would be cool, but I just don't see them doing like a new version of something.
Right. Yeah. So I think, and then what did Jim say? Or not, it wasn't Jim, it was Jeff Schreck. Where'd it go? Oh no, it was Baducci said he would love to see a re-release of the original Firehouse leading up to Firehouse. Yeah. Do we think that's possible?
Yeah, why not? Wouldn't it be cool? I mean, the only thing that would make me think that might not happen is just because of how big it is. Like, I don't think they're trying to spend that much money making a figure that big to put on a shelf in Ollie's.
Yeah. Dude, gotta be real.
Classic. Oh, wow. So you're... Never mind, I'm just kidding. Oh, that's funny. Abigail.
Yeah.
Well, we're... As a Ghostbusters fan who's a toy collector, what would you like to see?
I mean, this might sound like kind of out there or on the edge, but I would really love to see some Christmas decorations, like with mini puffs. Like, I'd love to see, I mean, that's what I'm into, is decorating my house, especially for the holidays. So if I could see some Afterlife, Firehouse inspired decorations and things in like Target and Walmart, I would really like that. Maybe Halloween decorations.
Well, I was about to say that. I mean, that's going to happen. There's already that 9-foot inflatable Ecto One is coming out for Halloween, and I feel like you always see. Also, I think Spirit has a new Slimer decoration that's going to be out this year, where he's like eating some pizza.
Dude, I got to get to Spirit.
Yeah, there. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that. I want more weird Halloween decoration stuff.
Yeah,
we are gonna be going to Spirit Halloween soon. I know they're starting to, have you been to one yet this year, Jake?
Mine's not open yet.
Yeah, there's a couple in the Atlanta area open, but over the next couple of weeks we'll be seeing some more. So excited about that. I always get really excited about Spirit and I hardly ever buy anything, but I like the idea of going in there and being like, I really could like totally deck my house out on Halloween and be like really really into it, but then I wonder what the big friend, like last year for some reason it was like Killer Clowns are back, it's all Killer Clowns, I wonder what the big thing is going to be this year.
I don't know.
Maybe
Killer Clown's been doing good last couple of years.
Yeah, I got that gun from Spirit.
Yeah, it's because they put that gun. Was it the gun? I think the gun the first year they put it out and it did really, really well. So then last year they had a different prop that sold and it like sold out really quickly. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, regardless, we'll be getting more toys sooner rather than later. And I think it's safe to say we're going to get more of the Fright Feature style kids, Ghostbusters line, probably more Plasma series and, you know, all the normal stuff that comes out. So, dude says Freddy will be big next year. I'm trying to think next year will be 20. Oh, it'll be the 40. Next year is the 40 anniversary for Ghostbusters and a bunch of movies, but.
Well, he might also be, talking about that rumor that's going around, which is still just a rumor, but
that they're going to do another.
Yeah, that they're working on a new one.
Mm. Nightmare on Elm Street Afterlife. Why did you tell me my dad was
Freddy Krueger? God. Hey, kid. There's a lot of kids.
A lot of furnaces.
But there was this weird hat and these knives on gloves. There's a lot of weird hats and knives and gloves out there, kid. Speaking of Mr. Aykroyd, mm-hmm. He's not on the line, but
one day he will be.
That's been our last episode will be whenever we get it, Dan Aykroyd, we're going to be done because that's the last next goal. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Dan Aykroyd has an idea for another Ghostbusters movie after this one. The sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife isn't even done filming, but Dan Aykroyd has ideas for where the franchise should go. I don't know how clickbait this is. I haven't read this. Let's go ahead. The Ghostbusters franchise, that's a bunch of BS. Here's a quote. I love working with the British crew. They're superb. The studios are state-of-the-art and vie with anything we have in Hollywood. And I have an idea for a sequel I would set here in the UK. There's lots of ghosts and mythical creatures in Scotland. I put 1,000 miles on the car driving up there, and it was wonderful. I went to Skye, to Glencoe Valley, Edinburgh, Glasgow, and I loved it.
Wow.
Did we get Nessie?
There's nothing. There's all he was like, oh, yeah, I'd set a movie here. That's all he said. Some dummy made an article saying he's going to make a movie in Scotland. Hey, you know what we should talk about that I don't know if we've ever talked about? Maybe we did.
Yeah, tell me.
Remember, we listened to a podcast that had Dan Aykroyd on it where he gave his like dream menu.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We listened to that.
Yes.
What podcast was that? Because it was one of the best things I've ever listened to, ever.
Okay. Like, so,
yeah, I love. Yeah.
Let's talk about that. So.
AJ said that's already an episode of the Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
Dan Aykroyd's like, oh boy, do I got a great idea for a Ghostbusters sequel. The Boogeyman. He lives in the closets of all the children. And it turns out he haunted Egon early in life. Okay, so this is Off Menu, which is a food podcast with Ed Gamble and
James Acaster,
who is in the next Ghostbusters movie. And if you've never listened to this, it's a really great show. And they've also had other Ghostbusters related guests. They've had on Paul Feig. They've had Jason Reitman. And what they do is they bring on a celebrity guest and have them describe their dream meal. Right.
Yeah.
And normally what happens on the show is they kind of have like a series of questions to kind of walk the guest through the steps
in
of
small bites, chewing on it for an hour.
What would your appetizers be? And then they talk about that. Moving on, Jacob, that's not how the Dan Aykroyd episode went.
I'd never listened to an episode of this before, but at the beginning of this specific episode, the hosts here, Ed and James, they had to like give a warning and they were like, hey, this is a bonus episode because we didn't want to put it out as a regular episode because Dan Aykroyd's insane and he ran with it and he just gave us the best possible answer.
Yeah, he did homework.
It was the most interesting thing I've ever heard Dan Aykroyd talk about. Like, it was just really because he was clearly put a lot of thought into it. He was having a lot of fun. It was fun to listen to Dan Aykroyd talk about like a daydream basically of what his favorite meal would be, who he would invite, what time of day it would be. They would move on from the patio to the fire area. And then they would, I mean, it was the most intricate, like the most full of detail. Like it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It was great.
It was like a creative writing assignment. And he probably like literally, I imagine he was reading from a piece of paper or his phone notes. Because yeah, he took the assignment. But
that's
so
the
seriously.
Thing about Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
You think that was? You know,
that's right up there. That's in the Aykroyd right vault. But Abby, what I loved is that it's not that he just described the food. He talked about where he was sourcing the food,
eating chicken these days rather than red meat.
Yeah, he's talking about where he's buying
what
it.
Year. Yeah, like what year alcohol you would have with each meal and where it
what
came
kind of
from,
car you arrive in,
what temperature. He talked about like the vehicles. He was like, Billy would be there, and you know, like he said the names of all the people,
and he was like
well, this guest and this guest would get along great, so I would invite them, and then I would invite this guy because he's funny. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this,
guys? I've got it. All we have to do is recreate that party and invite Dan, and then we can finally hang out with him.
It's going to be hard because the location was his farmhouse.
It was like a 15-hour meal or something. He was like, you know, hour one, we'd have the appetizer, then we'd move on, we'd tell some stories, and then, you know, an hour 12, we'd eat second dinner. And it's like,
yeah, he talked about all the cigars, and he's like, and then at what point,
for those who like to smoke,
he's like, for those who partake in the cannabis, if legal, we would have this and this and this and that. Yeah. And he goes, but not for me, I'm allergic to the stuff. But it's just like, just wild.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth listening to.
Jeff says, have a play at the firehouse party for Yes, Have Some. Yeah. I don't think he'd be like, boy, we'd have bowls of tokens everywhere.
You could dip your hands into.
By the way, I didn't even tell the story earlier. My buddy who came up to, he would happen to be in New York, my buddy Peter, and he brought a friend with him to the party. And, you know, I did not charge them to come. They just came in and, his friend, I've never really met him. He's a really nice guy. But at one point, his friend was like, dang, I can't believe this place just gives you free tokens. And I was like, no, we pay. This is all.
We're paying for that. It's
paid for this. Enjoy your
play
Mortal
game,
Kombat.
Will you?
Get out of here, kid.
Play a game, will you? We're paying for this stuff. Oh, God. But yeah, so check out this episode. The Jason Reitman episode is also really great. Jason Reitman has a really good thing. He says this funny thing about, I don't want to misquote it, but there's a funny thing that happens on that episode where he talks about people who are like, oh, my grandmother's like the best cook of all time. It's like, no, she's not.
Yeah.
She's just not.
Oh, I completely subscribe to his theory on like the fact on eating out being the best way to do meals, not to be home cooks, not to try too hard in the house, but to just go enjoy somebody who's a professional making your food for you.
But anyway, so check this out. Really fun listen. It's from a couple of years ago, so there's no like Ghostbusters tidbits. But I think the Paul Feig episode's also an interesting listen because they reference the Dan Aykroyd episode.
Oh boy, do they? I haven't listened to any other episode of that show, but I want to.
Paul's great.
Check it out.
Paul,
yeah, it's a great premise.
I like Paul Feig a lot. I think the more I think. I don't want to get into this right now, but the more I think about what happened in 2016, I feel like there's a version of that that is turns out way better for everybody involved. But whatever.
It's called not making the movie. Okay. Andrew Bayless is asking if we're planning another YHS party for the new film. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe in the torch.
We have no, details for when and where it's going to be. But if there's an event, we will have another party.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We want you there all the way from Australia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew's been a longtime supporter.
Yeah, guest of honor.
Mm-hmm. So let's bring up Ghostbusters news real quick because Abby, you might be interested in this.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll move on and kind of wrap up here. So Loungefly has announced new Ghostbuster stuff.
Okay, let's take a look.
And I know you're a lounge fly person.
Yeah, I lounge.
So you lounge. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, cut to the lounge fly meeting. All right, guys, we got the Ghostbusters license.
We're going to make some really cool.
We're known for making really great looking bags. What are we doing?
Are we talking
honest? How about this? Just put a Ghostbusters logo on a black bag.
Done. There are logos imprinted onto the bag as well. You can faintly see.
Oh, yeah, cool. I want to see the bag.
Cool. I love can the she faintly spin for printed.
Me? Does this it glow?
This doesn't look good.
Okay. Well,
I guess
I'm allowed to be honest, right?
You're allowed to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be a little bit, just a bit more imaginative, perhaps. It's not. But you know what? It exists, and for those who really want it, I say go get it. The inside material
is that the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We could go with some more colors. Maybe like I would love like to see a Stay Puffed sailor type of inspired backpack, or just like character based muncher. There's a lot of things you could do, but
this looks like Spencer's in 2004.
All right.
Doesn't it? This looks like something you could buy at Spencer's. Hey,
I didn't say I'm buying any of it. I just said it
exists.
Yeah, but
Spencer's in 2004 might be kind of what's in coming back.
Is that what's in?
Maybe.
Cool. I've been
2004 is back.
I've been needing a Bob Marley blacklight poster.
Oh my God.
I've been really needing. Dude, I bought. I had a Tupac.
Sorry, lounge boy.
I had a Tupac blacklight poster from Spencer's that I had up in my room.
That's pretty cool.
So, cool. That's a little.
Do you want to cut that part out?
No, I'm proud of it. It's a little slice.
Oh, okay.
Of Craig.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A little slice of me. Okay, so here's what we'll do, guys. We got about 10, 15 minutes left, and we will get to the giveaway. I always like to do a little bit of a Q&A at the end of these live Ghostbusters episodes, so if there's anything on your mind, questions, comments, anything at all, leave them in the chat. Does that sound good? We'll get to some of those, and I'm going to post the link here one more time for the sign up, so you can win yourself one of these. Here, let me put mine on.
Let me put it on. Just gonna put it on in this heat.
One of these bullet. Hold on.
I can attest that your cat will love this jacket. My cat Jean is right now on the jacket that I was
she's
just wearing.
Sleeping on the jacket.
Hey, we can't get her off of them. Like she's just been living off of the box.
Jean's got a new jacket.
Bruce Wayne. Jean,
new jacket, Jean. Craig, that looks really nice
Jean
on you.
Jacket.
Jean jacket. Blue Jean jacket.
It's not Jean. It's not denim. No false advertisings. Don't do any false advertisements. God damn it. Okay, so let's get to some Q&A here. The Soul of the Mind says, did Abby get any new Calico Critters?
No, I haven't actually, but I am in the process of rearranging.
We got a few from Jess at Comic-Con.
Yeah, but I don't have them on hand. Oh, wait, yeah, I do.
You also bought some at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, I did. I think I shared those off.
You did, but...
A few weeks ago.
I saw the bag with the ones from Jess. We'll show the ones from Jess off on Toy Anxiety.
This is the Jess bag, yeah.
I love it. It's like, do you have any Calico Critters? It's like, I see Hamburglar.
Dude, no. This is a found family. They have all chosen each other.
Okay, here we go. Jason Grahosky, what Ghostbusters related item is on your watch list right now to purchase? Oh, that's a good question, huh?
Are you asking what's literally on my eBay watch list? I might have some Ghostbuster stuff on there.
Yeah, let me take a look on mine.
I know I've just been like wanting to pick up some more real Ghostbuster stuff, but just like as I see it, nothing I'm really like seeking out. It's just like if I see it, if I'm at a toy show or a vintage toy store.
All right, there's three Ghostbusters related items on my watch list right now. First is a set of real Ghostbusters fright features, loose and complete. I have all of them, so I don't know why that's on my watch list.
Popular right now.
I got something here. I have a Japanese version of the Ghostbusters 2 Game Boy game on my watch list. Yeah,
I've got this a vintage. Let me try to make it a little bigger here, if you guys can see. Whoop. Vintage 1989 Ghostbusters 2 Coca-Cola shirt.
Oh, I'm about to snipe that from you right now.
It's $133, $6 shipping. Ooh.
I also have a vintage 1989 Antioch Publishing Ghostbusters 2 bookmark.
Hey, I have one more Ghostbusters related item on here. Okay. It is a Bill Murray signed baseball.
Whoa, dude!
I'm such a weirdo.
Should have gotten that John Fogerty signed baseball. I know you regret that.
I really wish you would.
I don't.
Your baseball collection.
I don't know why.
I have a bookmark collection. Sorry.
You do.
Would
you?
I do.
I don't know why I have this on my watch list, but I have a vintage pin. It's just like a pin that would be made, but it says Region 2 Goalbuster, and it has like the Ghostbusters like logo. I don't know.
Oh,
I love that. Cheap.
We'll get those for us. That's when we get Dan Aykroyd on the podcast, because we'll have goal busted.
Let's see if I have anything else.
This is a great jacket.
Bunch of stuff I already got.
It is a great jacket, and this is also a great segment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
I want to mention these are all vintage Calico Critters that Jess has given me, and I'm particularly fond of this puppy dog.
Hey, that looks like
he's got a
what's
fun.
The old guy from fucking
Judd
Pet Sematary?
Crandall?
Yeah, what's his name? Judd Crandall. Look at who he's wearing. He's wearing little overalls.
Aw.
He's like, don't go about it as a pet cemetery now. okay, let's go back to the chat.
That's the only, those three items are the only Ghostbusters items on my watch list.
Okay. Christopher. Oh, my dream is to start a signed Ghostbusters baseball collection. I don't know why.
Yeah, how many people would?
Bill, Dan, and Ernie, and Finn Wolfhard. I could probably get a Maketa Grace and a Logan Kim too, and a Celeste O'Connor. Mm-hmm. Paul Rudd. All right. Christopher Bouchard, hope for Kenner 6-inch real Ghostbusters Hasbro figures. Me too, Mr. Christopher.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
Be so cool.
Chad Stewart, is this a winter jacket? It is warm. It's
is
not
it
like,
all jackets a winter jacket or
no, like, dude, because it's got insulation
jackets exist
in it.
So for it's, reasons other than when you're cold.
Yeah, like a rain jacket or
Andrew
like a
Bayless says he's getting the Ghostbusters stamp soon. I don't know. Do we have stamps? Is there Ghostbusters stamps?
Ooh.
Do any of you collect Playmobil stuff? I've never heard you mention them.
No.
No, not really. I bought a lot of the Playmobil stuff when it came out. I don't have it on display anymore.
Yeah, I never got the
Ecto-1A. I'd still like to pick that up at some point. It's really
same.
Cool. Mm-hmm. But I respect the Playmobil world. It's fun.
It's good. It's good stuff.
It really is. Toy Geekosaurus, what would you like the next Ghostbusters HasLab to be? Ooh, now that is a question.
Yeah, I don't know. I want a life-size Slimer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not. That's.
I want Dane's bathtub.
I want a Callie Spangler.
Transforming Callie?
Transforming Callie. She transforms into Carrie Coon. The actress?
Thought.
You showed up. You win.
All right.
Hey, it's Saturday night.
Hey, Afterlife is so fucking good. Go watch it, everybody. And ooh, Free Reign wants. Is Jacob planning to attend The Shark Is Broken?
Yeah. All three of us are. We already have tickets. Yeah, we're gonna go.
We're going.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what The Shark Is Broken, actually, Jacob. This would be a good chance to tell everybody what The Shark Is Broken is while I get all the giveaway shit going.
It's a play written and starring Ian Shaw, who is the son of Robert Shaw, who played Quint in the movie. He wrote a play about the making of Jaws, and he plays his father, and he looks just like him. And it just came over to the United States. I think it opened last night. Was the actual opening of the show, or either tonight, sometime this week is the actual opening. Yeah, we have tickets. We bought tickets to see it the day they went on sale. We bought tickets because we're going to be in New York for Toy Fair at the end of September. And I said, hey, we're going to this. So we bought tickets. It's happening.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did.
It's going to be good.
It is going to be good. I really cannot wait. All right, so let me see here. I don't know why I'm having trouble getting the names, but I'm gonna get them. I promise. Summary.
What are you doing? You cheating?
I'm cheating the system.
Nobody gets a jacket. Nobody gets a jacket, or everybody gets a jacket.
Mm-hmm. It's no. Somebody's gonna win a jacket for sure. But I'm just trying to figure out why it's not giving me the list of names like normal.
What's up, Tony?
Tony who?
Tony Taylor.
Tony Taylor is here late, just at the end of the show.
Oh my god. Yep. All right, guys. So what
you have to copy someone else's notes.
I don't know if we did one of these on. Guys, I'm bad at internet today. Okay, so I don't know, when we do the giveaways on Toy Anxiety, we normally do these monster races. I don't know if we've done one of those on here, but I think we should. What do you guys think?
Yeah, yeah. I want to do a monster race.
All right, so guys, this does it for another episode of Ghostbusters Radio Live, presented by Yes Have Some Podcast. Jacob, do you have anything else to say?
No, just, you know, do cool ghost. I just want to see more. You know, like what Bull Ayers is doing and what Kip over at Let's Run Some Red Lights is doing. Just make cool Ghostbuster stuff. That's what I like. Keep that up.
Yeah, Loungefly.
And like what Bucci and Tony Taylor are doing. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people are already doing it, but I'm just saying, do cool more stuff. Of it.
Absolutely.
And send it to me.
Mm-hmm. We would like the things that you make.
We want it. We need it.
Abigail, final thought?
I like saying marshmallow friends as a way of referring to people. So have a good night, marshmallow friends.
It's offensive if it's not in the in a Ghostbusters.
Right.
Oh.
Hey, that guy called me a marshmallow friend.
It sounds positive. Sounds nice. It sounds nice.
You're right.
Well, marshmallows just by default are nice things. They're fun. They taste fine. Yeah, they're squishy. Sure. Hey, last thing. Well, no matter where you're watching or listening, we do this every couple weeks here on Ghostbusters Radio Live on the Yes Have Some YouTube channel. And we're going to be doing more of it. The closer we get to the movie, the more there's going to be to talk about. So make sure you are subscribed to the channel here and hit the bell notification so you are instantly updated whenever we go live or put up a new video. We're working on some cool video content, including the long-awaited part 2 of my history of Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm deep into production.
Nobody remembers the first one.
Well, got a lot of views, but yeah, you have to go do a refresher, watch part 1, and then you can watch part 2.
What else is coming out?
Well, we are
specifically, what other videos are we doing?
So, I made a list.
Anything we could talk about?
Sure. Well, there's some stuff we can't talk about, but there's some stuff we can't talk about. Here's what I have. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
History of Afterlife Volume 2.
Okay.
The top 5 grossest Stephen King moments.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pet cemetery locations.
Yep.
Cool.
And then the Spirit Halloween shopping spree.
Dudes.
Hey, here, I don't want to dump more. You know, we were talking about, this is kind of, we're having a meeting now all of a sudden. We were talking about all of the stuff that we're going to be putting out for October. And you know, there's a new Exorcist movie. There's going to be a new Pet Cemetery movie.
Yep.
Did you see today they announced October, I think the 13th is the new The Fall of House of Usher.
The new Mike Flanagan?
Mike Flanagan is going to hit Netflix. Yeah.
Love that. Absolutely. Love that for everyone.
Ollie Jones says, Craig, when are you going to do more Maddie Collector videos? You know what? I'll be honest. I thought those didn't do as well as I wanted them to, and they're a lot of work. So probably what I'm going to do at some point is just an overall retrospective of the whole line. It's the problem is that when you're doing figure by figure, like all those figures are almost the exact same. It's like, here's Egon in a suit, and here's Egon in a thing. So, but I will continue. I do love the Maddie collector line. Why did I say? Oh yeah, I love the Maddie collector line a lot. So yeah, those are some upcoming things that we're going to be working on here on the channel. And then we promise you, Jake, Abigail, do we not have cool stuff coming?
Oh yeah.
I feel
good stuff.
That's something that all podcasters say to just keep you listening. And it's something that we've said before, but for the first time in our lives, we mean it.
There is some
cool stuff coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, and if you've been living under a rock for the last 48 hours, you can find myself and our good friend Jay from Geek Dad Life next Wednesday night live on ABC for Judge Steve Harvey. That's right. Jacob Abigail. I went to court against Mr. Jay from Geek Dad Life. The case is Ghostbusters related. Maybe we should have started that with that tonight.
Oh, yeah. We probably should have. Yeah, but that would have been a.
Should make another video promoting it on the YHS channel because it's Ghostbusters related. Yeah. So you can see myself and maybe some other people on Judge Steve Harvey next week. It's available on Hulu after the fact, and we're going to try to get copies to illegally put them up online to see or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about that. I really am.
Yeah.
We appreciate all the support here, guys. Abigail, any final thoughts? I'll give you the last word.
Thanks for watching and supporting. And let's stay together for the road ahead to Ghostbusters.
Thank
the
you.
Sequel. What? I was not.
She's like,
stay tough, you marshmallow fan.
Sticks and stones will break my bones.
Talking. Dude, I sound like Mondo Gecko. They got to go.
Yeah. All right, everybody. See you next time for Jacob Walsh and Abigail Gardner and myself, Craig Goldberg. This has been Ghostbusters Radio Live. This is Yes Have Some Podcast. Coming up on 8 years of this crap. So fucking great. I can't wait till our 10-year anniversary.
You need a nap. Craig.
Yeah, I love this podcast.
I didn't mean crap. Like, it's good stuff. 8 years.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
What's happening? Play the song. Play the song. There it goes. Bye.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island.